a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, April 30th, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just returned from a few days on the beach. And
oh, good.
That has been a long time. I've not taken much time off in far too long, and it makes me certainly understand the value of slowing down.
How long did it take you to actually decompress? How many days were you down there?
Four full days.
Okay. Whenever I do take a vacation, I find myself, I'm a day or day and a half before I actually take that first deep breath.
Same here, about 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think in the real common logical world, I would be taking off like executives choose to do that are smart, which is about a week and a half, so that you can have some downtime once you get back home to get ready and get recalibrated. I just come right back into the mix.
I got a friend, and we talk about this all the time, and I agree with his philosophy, and I try to do it. He would rather take 1 or 2 days every month extra, like to have a long weekend. Mm-hmm. So instead of taking 12, 14 days a year, he just takes an extra day or two a month and goes for a long weekend every month. And it's almost like a vacation every month.
I think that's wise, especially by putting it on the calendar makes it happen. If I don't have it on the calendar, I might say, well, you know, next month I might take a couple of days off. That might never comes around.
That's right. Yeah, you kick the
never can. Comes around. Again, next week I will be not here for the radio show, probably, I'm guessing, for 2 weeks because of my hip replacement with Dr. Higgins. As everything's prepared, as long as there's not any delays with anything, then it should be done. And I hope to, barring complications, at least be able to be sitting anywhere I want, which is what I do most of the time, is sit these days.
Yeah.
I've kind of got to peace with the fact that I've given up a lot of things, and it'll be like Christmas over and over if I can just sleep without pain and walk a couple blocks. I'm not looking to run marathons, but the old body is, you know, has a wear and tear to it. It also has a level of unhealthiness, and I think the health issues have, you know, managed very well with me, and I believe that the wear and tear hasn't as well.
Well, 6 months from now, you'll be happy you did it, and it may be, I'm not predicting it, I'm just saying it could be, a little bit of a light bulb moment for you. And here's how. You saw Dr. Green go have his light bulb moments because he brings a certain profession into these conversations. Now he's exposed more in depth to your side of the world, and he has these little aha moments. You have not really, you know, you've done a good job of maintaining the vehicle, so you've not had it in the shop that much ever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now you're going to go experience that side of it. When you leave there, you'll have maybe a newer appreciation, which you already have anyway, but more in-depth appreciation of nursing and doctors and what that medical side mm-hmm. actually provides us when there is something that we need from it.
I think we need to understand that we have to be our own advocate mm-hmm. and watch, because every business has those who do not perform or think as well as we want.
Right.
But the institution itself is sound and we need it. And I'm a big believer in the curriculum of life. Things come around the corner that I really can't go and move away from. And I'm going to learn from those lessons of life, because that prepares me for the next roadblock that may come my way.
Hey, can you real quick tell everybody who will be my guest next week? Because you're going to send him in for Nutrition World. I think it'd be good for people to know that.
Brandon Knight, who's been on the show a couple times, one of my coaches, excellent in so many areas of health, lives the life, has done so much coaching and counseling, and is like a walking encyclopedia. The man is amazing, and we're going to talk about whatever you guys decide to talk about. Probably some on mold and Lyme, because he specializes.
And he's also a gut guy too, right?
A humongous gut guy.
That's why we're going to talk a little bit about
that. He studied endlessly about that and parasites. Now, one thing I've learned, again, with all journeys, if we open our heart and mind, we get to be more educated. The Samaritan Center, you know where that's at in Ottawa?
Mm-mm.
It is like Goodwill. I kind of like Goodwill.
Okay.
I did not realize until Marlene at the Be Well Lab told me today, because that's the lab downstairs. It does all the blood testing, walk in on Tuesday, Thursday, or last Friday of the month at very low prices, and empowers you to help your health. But the Samaritan Center, she was saying, you know, you might want to get a small wheelchair. And I was like, well, okay, it makes sense. She said, Samaritan Center gives them all for free. Anything you want for rehabilitation is free.
Wow.
What you do is you go up there because people have donated every level of wheelchair to to the potty things, shower stuff, and they say, please bring it back if you can when you're done.
Right.
And people do that. And what a cool, compassionate system to do that, because how many people need a wheelchair more than 2 weeks if they're having surgery? They don't need it. It gets stuck in a closet. It gets thrown away, donated back to Goodwill. And Goodwill just sells it, which is fine to sell and make money. But Samaritan gives it back to people to reuse over and over. How cool
is
that?
That's very cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it.
And also, food-wise, going to Daytona, one of my favorite restaurants is OK Cafe. Have you eaten there?
Mm-mm.
It's off West Pacey's Ferries Road.
I have not been to Florida in
Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta? Yeah. No, I have not.
Yeah,
no.
That's where I always stop. I used to stop there. I mean, my daughter's 34. We ate there before she was born, so that's how
varsity
long I've been
now. I'm a varsity guy.
That's pure D junk, Clint. That's why you got plaque in your arteries.
Wow.
No.
Okay. Sorry, my bad. I was just making small talk. Wow.
Well,
everybody, you didn't get you heard didn't, the smack down there.
You didn't
okay.
know. You know you get spanked.
Wow.
Did you?
Okay. Yeah. I still go to the varsity.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah,
go
I can
ahead.
Tell. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you do.
I have one good ab. It's all sponsored by the varsity. Go ahead.
OK Cafe has the most amazing food. And what I love about OK is on the back of the menu, they have their ethics. And their ethics are the meats are organic. They're never used margarine. My margarine video hit 900,000 on how bad margarine is. I mean, all the way down the list of the quality types of levels that they reach for quality of food. Mm-hmm. When you have food that quality, you have a taste that you have forgotten in restaurant foods.
What kind of food do they serve? Is it Americana?
Americano, yes, but good variety with about 12 vegetables.
Is it a chain?
No, it's privately owned.
You should bring one up here. You're always talking about that. You should
not
see if
me.
They, oh, okay. Go. You need to start another business?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Clint. Yeah. That's just what I don't
right
need.
Right next to Nutrition World.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you get you a steady girlfriend, then I'll start another business so I don't have to worry about that.
You're business free. There you go. have a good time.
Hey, this was an interesting thing. There's one app on an app, the Instagram. There's a people who post on there. It's actually called FACT, F-A-C-T. And they back everything up with studies. This is not people's opinions. And I love it because they post every day. I thought this was freaking cool. I don't know why I thought of you on this too. But in Amsterdam, in the country of Amsterdam, they painted pictures of flies on the bottom of toilets. Did
I saw,
you see that?
Yeah, I've seen this study before.
And the reason is because men love peeing on things,
trying to knock it off or kill it. Yeah,
yeah.
And they it's said, like aiming. It's
it
like a gun,
and I can just feel it right now. I know I would try to hit it.
100%. They do it all the time in places.
Aren't
funny,
we so
yeah.
stupid? Aren't we just plain old foolish?
I don't see how we run the world. We should never run the world. Women should run the world 100%. So
it kept them from making messes on the floor like incredible.
Yeah. In the absence of some sort of goal, I guess we're just spraying everywhere. You know, put a fly in the toilet and all of a sudden we're trained like dogs.
I'd say, you know, we're texting and looking at phones just like we do other places.
Okay, well.
And one other fact from that same site is if you can, and I believe this, if you convince yourself that you slept well last night, even if you didn't, you can partially trick your brain into thinking you aren't tired. And this is called placebo sleep. And you perform much better than if you complain about being tired.
Don't I'm you? A huge believer in that.
Okay.
I am a massive believer. Mm-hmm. And Steve Harvey, if you don't mind me telling you this little quick anecdotal story, Steve Harvey has a great little thing about this. When you wake up in the morning and you say, I'm not feeling it today.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is, he says, picture a warehouse with like the voice in your head is basically the floor manager. And he gets up and he goes, hey, everybody, come here and gather around. Clint said he's not feeling well today. So what we're going to do is we got to look around for all the things that's making him upset and making him angry or ungrateful. He's tired. So that's our attitude today. Or you get up and go, you know what? It's going to be a great day. I'm feeling it. He stands up and goes, everybody, Clint says he's feeling great. It's going to be a good day. Let's go out and act accordingly. I love the idea of that thought is your floor manager giving the orders to everybody. And that's how they're going to go out and function.
That is That is some wise analogy there. There really is. And you know, Scott at Nutrition World, he's like that. Never has a negative word. If we have challenges, which we have plenty, mm-hmm. hey, we're going to solve this. We're going to get through this.
Absolutely.
We're going to get past this. Hey, we're going to solve this within the day or two. And we do. And what a different attitude than coming in, oh my gosh, this is not going to be good. Who knows? I don't know how you're
a business owner if you're like
that.
You
almost can't and be successful.
Yeah.
You really
can't. It's okay acknowledging bad things, but to have an attitude of this is just, I just couldn't, it would suck the life out of me.
One of my favorite books of all time is The Untethered Soul. And in that book, he talks about that within our head, we have what he says is a roommate.
Mm-hmm.
The chattering brain that is worrisome and is picking on us and is also saying, oh, you forgot something from your house. You better check the air in your tires. All things that sometimes are valuable, but it's not, those kind of thoughts are really not us. It's programmed from another system within us, and he called it the roommate. And it is a good analogy because when we sit there and it's just chattering all day long, you say, be quiet. It doesn't want to be quiet.
Mm-mm.
No. It doesn't cooperate. It actually takes a method like meditation or other practices to help calm the mind. And the thing is, people who meditate, they think, well, my mind's still thinking. You're not trying to run from it and make it go into sleep mode. You're trying to become the observer of it so that it's like your roommate's in the room, but you're not paying attention anymore. You're not acting on what that roommate said.
One of my, I don't want to call it a hack, one of my tools is to write things down. I keep a notebook everywhere I go. And the reason is, a lot of times my roommate will repeat himself until he thinks I've learned the lesson because he's an idiot roommate. So if I write it down, all of a sudden he gets quiet. Check the tire.
Like
you write it down in your notebook.
There you go.
And it's gone. He feels heard and listened to and affirmed, and he can shut up about it. And I've got it in my notebook, and I can ignore it or do something about it later.
That's a good point. Now, you actually use a pen and paper.
Oh, yeah, 100% of the time.
Does it work as well on the phone?
If I don't have it, like if you looked at my voicemail, I leave myself voice messages all the time, like podcast ideas or, hey, don't forget to email. And then I just check it when I get to the house. It's a tool I tell my sales coaching clients, too.
I don't know how someone with a 69 IQ can come up with sometimes some pretty damn smart stuff.
Yeah, I steal it from other people.
Oh,
yeah, I'm a good thief.
Okay.
Yeah, I just take other people's great ideas and add uh-uhs and ain't and dumb it down a little bit and hand it out as redneck therapy. There you go.
Well, let's see. How many podcasts have you done? 1,000?
Going on, I think, closer to a little over 1,400.
Wow.
Episodes.
Well, you've learned something.
Yeah, I've learned to have good guests on. Let them do all the heavy lifting.
Surround yourself with very important, nice people
who know how
to talk.
Absolutely. That's a skill set, too, knowing when to let other people do their thing.
All right, my friend. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about deep vein thrombosis with Dr. Lazar, just amazing, educated person who's done great work for this community. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place is the third annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event like none other. Don't miss it. Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Vascular Institute, Optimize You, Fit Lifestyle, Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, Crunch Fitness, Texas Roadhouse, Chat Mortgage, Gold's Gym, DPC Center, Chattanooga Fitness Download, and Zerkops. For more information, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. Vital Health Radio is presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner Clint Powell, and we are here with our number one guest of all time to Vital Health Radio, Dr. Lasar. Welcome again to Vital Health.
Well, thank you, Ed. I'm happy to be here.
Wow, number one guest of all time. You know, there's a belt or something you get for that.
Well, t-shirt. I'm waiting for it.
Yeah.
Just like the old wrestling belt.
That's right.
Big old shiny thing.
Yeah, we'll hand it out.
I just wanted to try to talk to Dr. Lasar about go ahead and doing my hip replacement surgery right here in the office in this podcast room, mm-hmm. so I can get it over with, because it's going to happen in the next few days. And the next time you hear this show, I will not be here for 1 to 2 episodes because I'll be recovering.
Right, yeah.
But he wouldn't do it on the table here, so I guess no. I'll have to go to Dr. Higgins and actually do it at Erlanger.
Yeah, and I just explained to Ed that I'm the plumber, not the carpenter.
Yeah.
And so you really want the guy who knows what he's doing.
And I will say this, because I have this in common. You're going to get some really sexy high socks for really? A couple of weeks. Oh, yeah, they're breathtaking. And your girlfriend will love them. They're very, very tight.
Okay.
Those compression socks. And I think you can get them in white or black.
I bet they come in more colors now than back in the old days when you did it.
I don't know. I just know that I put those bad boys on and I felt special.
I felt special in certain ways.
Yeah.
And it's very important because this is DVT Awareness Month. And it's a great segue into yep. What we need to talk about today. But DVTs are and pulmonary embolus is the third leading vascular diagnosis in the United States. So the first one's heart attack, then stroke, then DVT. And so when we know that we're going to go to surgery, we mm-hmm. want to do all the things we can do to prevent, you know, formation of a DVT and prevent complications like that. So those white socks that the nurses put on, that they have a very specific function.
Yeah.
And I always wish my patients, you know, right before surgery, I say, look, I'm going to do a great job for you, and then I'm going to find the meanest nurse I can find to take care of you afterwards. And they're like, well, why would you do that? I said, because they know what your body needs. They need mm-hmm. you to get up. They need yep. you to get to move. And you just do exactly what they tell you, and they will get you through the problem.
They had me up and walking within 24, almost the same day. The next morning, I was up moving. They were like, let's go. And I have some great nurses, too, so yeah.
Now, that was knee or hip, or what was you?
Yep.
What
left hip.
Left hip.
My left hip, yeah.
Okay.
And they had me going.
Well, this will be my first surgery, so I look forward to it. I'm actually not dreading it in any way. We are machines and we wear out at a certain point, and it's time to get some new parts put in because the pain has been going on now 24/7 and it certainly affects sleep. And as we know, and you know as well as I do, Dr. Lasar, lack of sleep is an issue itself in declining health. You cannot be healthy if you are lacking sleep every night.
It's a one of the number one stressors of the body. So you have to have sleep if you're going to do well and manage your day-to-day stress. That's part of
it. Well, on DVTs, I know that at Nutrition World, I've heard so many people who have traveled in airplanes or cars and sat too long or even not, and all of a sudden they start having this pain in their lower extremities. DVT stands for deep vein thrombosis, right?
Correct. And so the times that you actually need to kind of worry are when there's swelling or pain that's sudden. So when there's significant swelling in the leg or pain in the leg that kind of happens suddenly or maybe after a long trip like that, or a change in the color, or the temperature of the leg, it becomes more warm. That's when you actually have to think, well, maybe there's something going on. And when you have that thought, that's when you need to talk to somebody about that. Usually if your primary care physician, or if it really is bad, you need to get to the emergency room.
How do they diagnose it?
It's a very simple ultrasound test. It's a 99% chance of defining it right then and there. And that test is very simply done, but you have to have a specialty center like at Vascular Institute to do that, or at an emergency room to do that.
Now, if there is a clot, what can you do about it besides taking blood thinners?
So the mainstay, the number one treatment is blood thinner. The number two treatment is blood thinner. Number three treatment is blood thinner.
Oh, really?
Okay, yes. But sometimes if the clot is extensive and it's going to compromise the future ability to walk for a patient or the future health of that leg, then I'll sometimes go inside and clean out that clot. So I'm a plumber. I fix arteries and veins, and what I do for veins is I remove the clots that might come in and do that. Sometimes those clots can be severe and actually move to the heart and the lung. We call that a pulmonary embolus, and that is a life-threatening issue at that point.
I just want to say, and I give this as my medical advice, no matter what doctor we have in here, so you'll appreciate this. Ladies and gentlemen, for the most part, do not Google any of this, because you will end up going down rabbit holes. You're like, I've got, especially if it's at night and you don't have access, just to go ahead and call your doctor. I did this before when I've had problems. I've just Googled it like at midnight, and then I got 8 hours of just staring at the wall like, when did the doctors open? When did the doctor open?
And I have these five questions, and they have nothing to do with what's going on with you.
No, and I end up finding it's going to be fine, Clint. Just come on in. We'll check it out. Yeah.
I don't do that any longer. I did early on, but I do not. I feel like I have enough basic knowledge to just work it through myself.
Wait till the morning and call somebody like at his office and get in and see the people that actually know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the most common blood thinners? Is it still Coumadin?
So Coumadin is the historic blood thinner that we've used. The most common is probably heparin. Everybody would go onto a heparin or heparin-like substance. But then now they have oral agents that work. So there's a medication called Eliquis or Xarelto. People have heard of that. And those are once a day pills that actually can, once a day for Xarelto, twice a day for Eliquis.
But now, heparin, is that an injection always?
That is. That's an IV injection.
Okay. Now, will they probably do that for the hip replacement?
More than likely.
Yeah. And is it one shot and then you're...
Usually it's... Depends on how your particular doctor likes to do it. Sometimes it's one shot that covers 24 hours. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's every 12 hours, depending on the severity of the surgery. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I'll do that for patients. Or I can do it even three times a day, depending on kind of what we have to take care of.
But it seems to have a lot less side effects than Coumadin, doesn't it?
It does. And it's much easier to administer in a hospital. Coumadin is great for outside of the hospital, because it's a pill that you can take, and it takes about 48 hours to really have its effect.
Mm-hmm. But it also has a lot of restrictions in regard to that one.
Yes, sir.
Been around a long time, hasn't it?
Been around a long time. Very inexpensive medication. Mm-hmm. Some of the other medications are more expensive. So sometimes Coumadin comes back, even though it's much less convenient to deal with because of the financial problems.
Mm-hmm. I will throw my 2 cents worth in, if you don't mind. I have a lot of experience with natokinase. Natokinase was actually a made from a food called natto in the Orient, and the gentleman who discovered it back in the late 60s, he was researching to find any substance that would dissolve clots. And so in his laboratory, he was testing 173 different substances and could find nothing that substantially made any difference. But he consumed natto as a food, and in the Petri dish, he accidentally dropped some natto of his food into that Petri dish and found that the fibrin immediately dissolved. And it can't be prescription because it's not patentable. It will never be taught to you because that's not the way the system works. but I will take natto the rest of my life, because I've had so many people who had a history of blood clots with travel who take natto, and at this point I've never had one person who ever have a blood clot who ever did it preventatively twice a day. It only works for 11 to 12 hours and you have to take it. And again, if you have DVT, you don't do natto kinase. You do what you are saying to do, but preventatively, it doesn't thin the blood. It prevents fibrin from being too much concentrated, which does help to reduce blood clots. Love my natto kinase and the history of it. Now, can you have a deep vein DVT without pain?
So that's a good question. I would say that most of the time the symptoms are going to be swelling or pain. Mm-hmm. So you probably could. You could have a DVT that's a small DVT, but when it actually gets larger and starts to restrict blood flow, blood in your arm has to flow into your fingers and out to your shoulder or your leg, you know, into your toes and out to your hip. And if it can't flow properly, then you're going to start to swell. Yeah. And that swelling, you're going to have pain, pressure, discoloration. You'll know there's something wrong. But that's usually kind of how that works.
And now how about when the clot goes to the lung? What happens there?
Again, that's the way the body works. Just because a lot of people don't, you know, they don't remember, you know, anatomy class or anatomy physiology mm-hmm. from sixth grade. We all kind of forgot that. But the way the body works, the blood comes from the heart in the arteries to your toes. The veins then take it back to the heart again. So it has to make that complete circle. And that's your circulation that we talk about. When we have a clot that travels in that vein system, it'll travel all the way to the heart and through the heart up to the lungs. Now, at that point, that's the deoxygenated blood. That's the blood that needs the oxygen. And so if the clot interferes with the blood getting to the lung, you don't oxygenate, and that's when you're in trouble.
That's bad. Okay. Just
want to
throw my expert opinion in there. It is bad.
You turn purple, and there's a problem.
Yeah.
And that can hit quickly, and lying down makes it worse?
Hitting quickly, yes, and sometimes people have to sit straight up just trying to breathe at that point. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes what we need is, if that were to happen to a friend, if someone in their house and their family member, 911, get an ambulance, they probably give heparin on the way to the hospital. And at that point, then we're deciding whether that person's stable enough to go, you know, to just go to the ICU and get heparin to control things, or if I actually need to take them to an operating room and actually remove that clot from their lung. Mm-hmm.
Now, the most people listening are going to say, should I take an aspirin if I think I have a blood clot? What's the new studies are showing on that?
So that's a really good question. I would say that if you think you have a new blood clot, you probably just need an ultrasound.
But I'm saying it's 2:00 in the morning and you're panicking like Clint does. Should you not take an aspirin?
I honestly don't think it's going to hurt you. Okay. I don't know if it's going to help you.
Right.
Okay. So is the preventative one-a-day aspirin, the baby aspirin, is that kind of old?
Nope.
Is that good?
Nope. It's a different side of the body.
Oh, sorry.
So
okay.
It's on the circulation. It's on the arterial circulation side. So remember when we talked a little earlier today, we talked about, what damages the artery side of the mm-hmm. body. And that's things like smoking. That's going to cause the 2,000 chemicals in the smoke that damages the inner lining of the artery. And the artery starts to heal by scar tissue. And then that scar tissue calcifies, mm-hmm. and that's when we get hardening of the arteries. Mm-hmm. So the other things that do that, diabetes, that's uncontrolled, blood pressure uncontrolled, smoking, and those are the major things that can cause damage to your arteries. That is where aspirin would play an effect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I take one a day. That's why I was asking. And I was told to. So
you're over 50, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Dang it.
Rub it in.
Yeah.
How old are you, Dr. Bassar?
Wow. That's a secret.
I was going to say.
I threw it back at
him. Our guest on the spotlight like that.
53 years of age.
Yeah. Over 50, all three of us.
Yeah.
Dang.
And I'm going to be honest with you. Three fine looking men for over 50. Thank you very much.
Amen.
We got
that.
It going on. That's all I can say.
Well, you still can't get a date, though, is the issue.
Listen, don't waste his time. That's the next segment. He can listen to you try to hook me up with dates or something.
I'm glad you're saying that to him and not to me, because my wife's listening, and I would be in trouble.
You have a forever date.
I do.
See? A forever date.
We just have another minute left or so, but all this kind of ties in together. You brought up diabetes. It's Limb Loss Awareness Month. It's Stress Awareness Month. We talked about this on the podcast this morning, but the things that help us prevent prevent heart attacks and issues with their lungs and skeletal thing. It's all kind of the same things. Every time I ask you, you're like, yeah, man, it's control your habits and your walk, right?
Yeah, it's clean living. Mm-hmm. It's getting the right amount of exercise, getting the right amount of sleep, having the right nutrition. If you eat the wrong foods, you're going to have a problem. If you eat too much of the wrong foods, you're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
And then you have to deal with your stuff. Let's say it that way. You're going to deal with your stuff, because if your stuff is you have diabetes and you have it out of control, you're destroying your arteries. Mm-hmm. If you have blood pressure out of control, your heart has to beat against that every second it beats. And smoking is one of those, you know, issues that cause significant damage, as well as alcohol use.
Yeah.
So moderation is always important, but some of those habits, if you have a problem, have to be dealt with.
And 70% of all men in this country, as long as that machine starts in the morning when they get out of bed, they're doing just fine, and they're not going to worry about it. And 30% are more educated. That's why we are trying to do what we do here, to help people to know that just because you're not crashing does not mean that you're doing well. Real quickly, what was the podcast that you had?
Oh, until During the Break. Okay. During the Break podcast.
Tell people about that.
DuringTheBreakPodcast.com. And Dr. Lazar is good to come on at least once a month, and we talk about this, and we have some fun doing it. We talked about vacations this morning, part of that anti-stress thing.
You usually ask me all kinds of questions about yourself. I mean, yes. That's really what it is.
So I got to be honest with you.
It's a free consultation. That's
what
this is. Of
course he does.
I disguise it as a podcast. I go, so let's say hypothetically, a guy has this. He's like, you know what I do? Tell me, and I'm taking notes. He goes, are you writing that down? Yes, I am, sir, 100%.
I think it's called mooching.
It is. But I will say, I've been a patient, and I know we're wrapping it up.
Oh, you are official.
Yeah,
right.
I've been a patient, and it's exactly what they say. The business model they've put together is exactly right. When you call, or if you set up an appointment, it's not a month or two down the road. It's usually the same week easily.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're dealing with something that's scary, even if it's not life-threatening, I hate to go long, but even if it's not life-threatening, it's very stressful when something that you don't know that you think might be serious, and you don't want to wait a month to be able to sleep and relax.
And
that's what helped me.
And Dr. Lazar is not one of those fear mongers.
No.
Like, oh my gosh, we better get this in within 15 minutes. You're a walking time bomb. No, you're going to be consoling and confident that this is going to be taken care of.
Yeah.
And I've sent several people in the past few months over there, and it all is 100% happy with how they're dealt with. And how you're dealing with is not always your skill level. It's your verbal level, and your people know very well how to handle people.
Yep. No, I thank you for those. You know, we're just looking to get access to care for people and have the right resources for the patients at the right time. That's really what the key. That's how you optimize someone's care, is just have what the person needs at the right time. And oftentimes it's just getting into the door, just getting into the door and talking to somebody, and not having to worry for weeks about, you know, I've got to have this done or that done.
Yeah.
So
especially if you've Googled it, now you're messed up.
Well, that is your story, not
mine. No, not yours.
All right, my friend. Well, thank you, Dr. Lazar, again, for coming on to Vital Health Radio.
Yep, well, we wish you Godspeed, Ed, on your surgery.
And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we got a lot of good notes. Just returned from a few days off in Daytona, which is a rare thing for me. And I got a couple things to talk about with eating. It was very interesting. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place is the third annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event like none other. Don't miss it. Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Vascular Institute, Optimize You, Fit Lifestyle, Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, Crunch Fitness, Texas Roadhouse, Chat Mortgage, Gold's Gym, DPC Center, Chattanooga Fitness Download, and Zerkops. For more information, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Vital Health Radio is presented by the Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And I mentioned to Clint before the show that there's a study, and I don't want to be too, I want to make it
professional. Why are you smiling?
I make it, just let me talk.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let me, why am I smiling? Because it's an unusual topic, and I'm going to do it very professionally.
Okay.
We're going to do it like we would if we were talking to a medical student.
This is what I do for a living, talk professionally.
I know you are. 1400 podcasts. What are your podcasts? Tell again.
During the Break podcast, Of, By, and For the People, Day Fire podcast, a 5 to 9 coaching, and our brand new one, The Crime Cast, with former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy.
Perfect.
Thank you, sir.
This was a study, a real one, that is published that you can view yourself. And it took a group of men, and it was a vitamin D study, and they were taking vitamin D at high dosing with vitamin K, and in 6 months, they gained an average of almost 0.5 inch on their penis. I guess I can say that on this show?
Why can't? It's a legitimate part of the body.
Okay.
We don't get weird when we go arm. I mean, it's...
I'm not getting weird. You are.
I'm not getting weird. You asked my permission. I think you're fine saying the word penis. It's okay.
You're the one squirming in the seat over there.
I don't squirm them none at all about this stuff.
Okay. Oh, good.
Yeah,
so
don't bother me.
I have all the study details, and they gained an increase in average of 0.46 inches and circumference an average of 0.5 inches. Both were statistically significant, and it said that the results were comparable at least to surgical augmentation.
But now we were talking about the study. Now I'm going to ask you a question on the supplemental side. Wasn't the amount of vitamin D and K they were taking astronomical? Is that something? I mean, that's not a recommended dose.
It was 50,000 unit for
Good
6 months,
Lord.
And I have put people on that for 2 weeks only. Because I want them to get jacked up real quick for certain reasons. And this would require
you mean
blood
jacked
testing
up with vitamin D levels.
Yeah, because they're so low, they could be immune deficient. They
but
could,
6 months of that—that's got to have some of adverse effects.
Vitamin K actually helps you to not have a side effect. On the Holistic Navigator, I did an interview with Dr. Kate from Canada, who has the only book on vitamin K and on vitamin D and how K prevents that side effect.
Oh, okay.
Now, would I do a 50,000 units every day for 6 months? I would not. Unless I really blood tested to make sure I wasn't going to go skyrocketing.
Wouldn't you almost have to blood test every 2 weeks or a month?
No more than a month in order to do that. But again, you can listen to Dr. Kate on The Holistic Navigator. Just Google The Holistic Navigator with vitamin K. That's the article that you would want to find. And she talks about how K prevents that side effect. I'm still a little bit concerned about that, but that's all right. I want to talk also about
by the way, you're about to have a run on vitamin D at your store. You might want to stock up.
Well, we keep vitamin 50,000 units behind the counter. We do not have that's actually prescription strength,
right?
But we can sell it. We only sell it behind the counter, and we also sell the Life Extension vitamin K, which goes with it. You'd have to do the K. You have to do the K for any if you're going to do it at all. So,
yeah.
Interesting study that sunglasses make your skin more prone to sunburn. And when I thought about that, and after reading the study, it makes total sense because Mother Nature's got it all figured out. If you have sunglasses on, your body kind of thinks it's not outside. If you don't have sunglasses on, because our information so much goes through our eyes, that your body sets up a somewhat, as best it can, a protected device within itself to not burn as much. So you're fooling the body with the sunglasses.
But really?
I am sensitive in the eyes. I could not be in the sun unless I had sunglasses on, but maybe a huge hat or something.
But isn't the sun good for your eyes too? I'm not talking about looking directly in the sun, but yes. A natural sunlight, isn't that good to be out in that with your eyes given exposure to sunlight?
Light is made up of so many wavelengths that are when artificially manipulated, like in this room with these lights, they're not healthy. We've done studies, Dr. Ott, O-T-T, he's passed away now, did studies in classrooms of grades of students when they put in full spectrum lighting opposed to the normal UV lights. Mm. And it was substantial. The amount of focus, less ADD, and better test scores based on the light itself. We think we are so smart. We have not a clue of what Mother Nature knows.
Well, think about how you feel when you leave a room or an office that's got the lighting we have in here, and you go into a place, even if it's someplace that's got the open air lighting, like at the malls or something. You just feel different. You feel better. You feel more free for some reason. Your brain releases a little bit.
You can tell it. You just said exactly what most people would recognize if they thought about it. I've got a friend who works out at Gold's Gym and a customer of the store. His name's Tim, and he sent me this. It is an event that honors all veterans, firefighters, EMTs, and police officers. I was a police officer for several years with Chattanooga, and just have such loyalty to these people who are sacrificing their safety to keep us in a better place. And it's going to be on May 20th, 2023 at the Patriots Hall, and they're going to have food there, and it's going to be honoring all these people. It's at 320 Emberson Drive at Ringgold, Georgia. So you could probably look up Patriot Hall or something else, but it will be interesting and fun and very, very important to say to these people, thank you for what you do.
Okay. I like that.
Yep. The, you know, children's health today is declining at a very worrisome rate. And when I say that, my daughter and I, she's 30, you know, about 34. I think she's 34.
Well, you better get that one right, dude.
Let's see, what year is it? No, she's 33, excuse me. Because she was born in 90.
Can I just make it easy for you?
What?
29 forever.
Oh.
Yes, that's what, talking about girls, I think she's 29, 30, yeah.
And so we talk about her two children and all of the people she knows with children that are running to pediatricians every third week because they have explosive vomiting, terrible diarrhea, skin rashes, high temperatures, ear infections. And she asked me one day, she said, Dad, when I was little, did kids get sick every third or fourth week at school and have explosive vomit and this? And I said, no, they didn't.
No.
And they didn't. Mm-hmm. We didn't. We got sick. We had normal sicknesses. We have disturbed and destroyed the microbiome of the young children today to a point they have no systems left to manage and monitor their own health. And there's a good article I read about 1980 stories of children and the fact that they weren't that sickly, unless that once in a blue moon, yes, but normally they weren't. And why do pediatricians not get it? That's the question that really rang in my head. Why are pediatricians not questioning? Now, the younger ones don't know any different, maybe, but the middle-aged and older ones know that we're in a different age. Why aren't we addressing it in different tools than what has been used in the past? Because they're not working.
We
have a pediatrician now in town who gets it.
Oh, wow.
She's at Dr. Hitchcock's location, and her name is Dr. Litwin, L-I-T-W-I-N. She happened to just stumble upon us one day a few months ago, and Adam and Katie talked to her because she is so involved in nutritionally supplementing these children, because she, even though she's young, she gets it that something is broken within this system. And she tests every student, every child who comes in for certain things. She recommends the vitamin D, and she recommends certain supplements, talks about food, and is just an amazing pediatrician, which I think they're under such pressure from their group, they're afraid to step out of the box. But Dr. Litwin is a brave one, and I want to thank her for being part of a hopeful group that grows in Chattanooga for our children. We got to have pediatricians who are not drug happy, because that's all they're giving in most of the cases, is they're diagnosing really well, and then they could do antibiotics and steroids.
Yeah, and I would like, I think it'd be interesting to get Dr. Cromie on at some point in time, mm-hmm. or an allergist, an immunologist, just to talk about if the allergies, if the allergic reactions to food and outdoor stuff has grown over the last 20 to 30 mm-hmm. years, because it seems like everybody has an allergy now. I do, mm-hmm. but it just seems different. It seems like everybody has got more allergies to more things.
They do, and it happens so slowly that no one's actually pointing a finger, because they didn't recognize it.
Yeah, it's the frog in the boiling water thing.
Now my grandson, his dinner last week. My daughter sent me a picture of it. Organic pork from the store. We have organic pork at Nutrition World. That's truly amazing. And I want to tell a pork story here too. Cucumbers, organic macaroni, asparagus, and wild salmon. He eats like this most of the time.
Good for him.
And I was in Florida, as I mentioned, and we got some of that natural pork, because I don't eat really pork in the past years. I don't remember the last time I had, but once Nutrition World started carrying it from our local farmer, who is very ethical, very clean, and does everything right. And so we got some of that pork, and it was just, oh my gosh, it was so good. Go to Florida. We actually went to a health food store, bought some more pork that was clean, had it for 2 days, and ran out. Well, couldn't find any of the good stuff, so we got some of the Jimmy Dean's natural sausage, mm-hmm. cooked it, came back a couple hours later, the stench, because I'm just not used to it. You could just smell the nastiness within that pork that is not in the pork from Nutrition World.
Wow.
And it just another sign of the nastiness that we get used to.
Yeah.
We just do. Now, ChatGPT, you're familiar with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, artificial intelligence. And what's worrisome now is the fact that there are groups that will be controlling some of the information that you will be getting from that when you type in. And here's one of the examples. Typed in something about vaccines. OpenAI, which is the site, mm-hmm. we cannot fulfill the request as it promotes information and conspiracy theories.
Yep.
You can't do that if it was true artificial intelligence. You would give the opinions, you'd give different sides to that story as any intelligent, well-spoken person would. And so they're being manipulated. The other, if you go to Bing, because Bing now has an AI, I don't know if you've seen that. Well, Bing's is even worse. You're requesting potentially harmful information as it promotes anti-vaccine conspiracy theories.
See, here's my theory on this, and I heard a great podcast about it. You nailed it. It's who's programming it. Here's why. If everybody goes, well, one day it's going to take over, it's going to become its own thinking. Well, whatever it's going to use to solve problems, filter questions, and resolve things is going to be from the input that's given to it as a priority. I'm not saying it won't have access to the other opinions, but it's going to filter it basically like God. We are creating this thing and inputting the filters to it. So as it starts accumulating information, my fear is it's going to run it through those filters, which are going to be based off things that a lot of us go, that's not correct. You should be able to ask questions and get the other side of the coin, whether you, Mr. AI, think it is fake or not. That's not your job. Your job is to give me the information I asked for.
Absolutely. I would think that
unplug them.
Well, I would think that a true AI has to think for itself and not be manipulated with filters, but that's not the way it's going to work.
That's not that way. The algorithm, they're not going to set it up that
way. They're not going to set it up that way.
The people in control will not do it. They're not going to give two sides to the conversation.
Quick little comment on EMFs, electromagnetic fields. Senator Blumenthal, regarding 5G technology, recently said, "We are flying blind here as far as safety. There has to be more research, and the research that's been done is not looking good. And radio frequency radiation affects all living organisms at levels below most international guidelines." So we're going way over the international guidelines, and the industry continues to spin the data on regard to safety. And the true blue facts are, EMFs are going to grow no matter what we do. Yep. There's no doubt, like AI. And we have to set up a protectiveness within our own home, because you have to have at least some period of time where you can recalibrate the electrical system of our body. Yeah. What it's doing is actually hijacking our electrical system and doing it through a totally unnatural means. Will I give up my cell phone? Of course I won't. But what will I do? I will do things at night in my house, keep things away, not watch the things with the wrong EMFs coming out of it, mm-hmm. and turn off everything I can during sleep. That is the sleep sanctuary, is how it has to happen, a sleep sanctuary to recalibrate. That's the only hope we have, really.
Yeah.
All right, well, if I can, and I want to say that I was made a comment earlier that I need to go to the restroom, and Clint said, "Let me go now, because by the time you get to the restroom with your hip,
I'll be long done.
Yeah. And I thought, that's a great co-host right there. Thank you, Clint.
I was thinking of you.
You were.
Start now, and you know, by the time I'm done, you'll be there. It'll be good.
You wait about two more months. I'll be jumping this table.
Then you'll go first, because I've got a bad hip. So there we go.
All right. It is time to take a break. We come back to have a few words of wisdom. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place is the third annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event like none other. Don't miss it. Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Vascular Institute, Optimize You, Fit Lifestyle, Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, Crunch Fitness, Texas Roadhouse, Chat Mortgage, Gold's Gym, DPC Center, Chattanooga Fitness Download, and Zerkops. For more information, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease, with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit VascularInstituteOfChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on. Some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. Vital Health Radio is presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And you know, if you're a parent, you know that parenting is not easy, and there's not a rule book. And even if there was, there's so many different personalized opinions and needs that each individual child may have to require that you can't really program in. And my daughter posted this, and I saw it yesterday, and I would like to think that part of this was in tribute to me as I was raising her. "When you thought I wasn't looking," was the name of it. "When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you hang my first painting on the refrigerator, and I immediately wanted to paint another one. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you feed a stray cat, and I learned that it was good to be kind to animals. And when you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you make my favorite cake for me, and I learned that the little things can be the special things in life. When you thought I wasn't looking, I heard you say a prayer, and I knew there was a God I could always talk to, and I learned to trust in Him. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you make a meal and take it to a friend who was sick, and I learned that we all have to help take care of each other. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you take care of our house and everyone in it, and I learned we have to take care of what we are given. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw how you handled your responsibilities even when you didn't feel good, and I learned that I would have to be responsible when I grow up. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw tears come from your eyes, and I learned that sometimes things hurt, but it's all right to cry. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw that you cared, and I wanted to be everything that I could be. When you thought I wasn't looking, I learned most of life's lessons that I need to know to be a good and productive person when I grow up. And when you thought I wasn't looking, I looked at you and wanted to say thanks for all the things I saw when you thought I wasn't looking." So much of what children learn is not from what we teach, it's from them observing us. And don't you agree with that?
Yeah, I just, Jeff Stiles on during the break had been gone the past week, and I filled in for him, not in a inadequate way, but did a Death by Boomer, which is our Wednesday release at during the break. And what I ranted about a little bit was how the kids watching us right now call our friends and neighbors names if we disagree on politics, how we treat each other on social media, and then we wonder why they can't get along on the playground, or why they're so aggressive and unhappy and depressed all the time. And it's because I think one of the things is they're watching their parents. They cannot navigate civil conversations, and they're watching their parents completely be subjective to their emotions. So to your point, I think kids are watching us a lot more than we say we know, but it's almost constant. And it's very, you know, it's very important to keep that in mind.
It is, and not only children, but other people too. And I want to create a high standard for myself and keep that consistent in my life. And I, you know, my friend Brian always has said, take the high road. If you have a choice, take the high road. And it's really easy advice to think about, not always easy to follow. But there's been times when I've wanted to tell somebody something pretty harshly, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to take a break here, and I'm going to take the high road first. And not one single time have I regretted taking the high road.
No, I will say this. If you're looking back on things, I should have said this and nailed them. Mm-hmm. That's an easier thing for me to navigate rather than I regret saying something that I can't take back.
Absolutely. I regret sometimes not having the proper words to express my feelings.
Absolutely.
That's different than giving somebody heck.
Absolutely.
Want to mention real quick, June 3rd, the Chattanooga Fitness Expo will be at 6:30, sponsored by the Vascular Institute, Whitfield Media Group. It'll be at the Embassy Suites, and Nutrition World's going to have a table there.
Mm.
And I was going to try to compete, but with the challenges of hip replacement, probably not, but you never know what might happen to Edward Jones.
You got that wheelchair now. You never know.
I may just roll that sucker out there, a walker. I'll probably take a walker.
Take a walker out there.
Throw that sucker out and
get the front of it covered in a thing like a things of legs. You know how you can get those things?
Yeah, yeah.
And just walk out there with those are your legs from the walker down, and you start poking. That would be funny. There you go.
There goes my cane. It just fell.
You knocked my cane down. I'll get it for you. Go ahead. Keep talking, sir.
Well, you know what? That does it for this week's edition, anyway, of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.